Pursuing God, A Seeker's Guide is read by its author, Jim Eliff. Copyright 2003 by Jim Eliff. Distributed by Christian Communicators Worldwide. www.ccwtoday.org. A small group discussion guide for pursuing God may be found online at this address. Pursuing God, A Seeker's Guide by Jim Eliff. Introduction. I lost him. For a few agonizing moments, my son was nowhere to be found. I ran up and down the aisles of the store, yelling out his name. All I could think was abduction. Nothing would stop me from finding him. Nothing. Few, perhaps, have sought God frantically like I sought my boy, yet what is to be found is even more important, as hard as that might be to imagine. It is an eternal relationship with God Himself, forgiveness of sins, life in heaven, meaning out of chaos. God told the Old Testament people, "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Some of you may experience moments of intensity about becoming a true Christian between periods of relative peace. But the desperate need is there always, underlying all that you do and say. Others pursue God like a child playing hide and seek. To them, it is intellectually stimulating to think about God, but it's not for real. True seekers, however, are not playing a mental game. This book is for you, the seeker. You fully intend to know Him. It is not a book attempting to convince you that God is there or that Christ is who He says He is. Another book will have to deal with those matters. Rather, this book is for the person who knows God is there and believes that somehow he must relate to Him. But how? Though these chapters are brief, they are meant to carefully guide you into a better understanding of the problem of sin, the dangers, the solutions, and the assurance of life in Christ. In a way, each chapter stands alone, but together they present something much fuller. I will attempt to make the profound as simple and understandable as possible, but still, it is God Himself ultimately who must open your eyes, so pray as you seek. You may also wish to read the Book of John in the Bible. This will give you the actual words of Christ to help you know Him. You may want to ask a friend or mentor to meet with you weekly to discuss your questions. Once the early Christian leader Philip spoke with an Ethiopian man in the desert. Although the man was reading the Bible, he did not understand its message about Christ. "How can I unless someone guides me?" he said. This book is my way of guiding you to Christ.